Hey there, this is Terry Cowley, weekday breakfast presenter on 1FM Shepparton. Thanks for checking out this podcast. It was recorded live as part of the Brekkie Show, which you can catch 6 to 9am Monday to Friday.
Now it's time to drop around to Cozzy's Corner.
Good morning to Mr. Roman Coz.
Good morning, TC and listeners, and it looks like being a beautiful day outside, so let's get into it and have a bit of fun, eh?
Absolutely.
Okay, I'm going to be talking about a group today called the Cowsills, and this particular group inspired that terrific TV series of years ago called The Partridge Family, which starred Shirley Jones and David Cassidy. The Cowsills were from Newport, Rhode Island. They were formed in 1965 by two of the brothers, Bill and Bob, who taught one another to play guitar along the way, and of course that led to church school dances. They also had a brother called Barry, John, Paul, a sister Susan, their mum Barbara, and all told at one stage there were seven Cowsills on the stage. They also had a seventh sibling, Bob's twin brother Richard. But Richard wasn't particularly interested in singing and all that sort of business, but he did appear occasionally in later years, in those sort of reunion years when, a gap needed to be filled for whatever reason. Now, the group started off in 1965. They had a handful of singles on Joda label, J-O-D-A, which was half-owned by singer Johnny Nash, which a lot of people might remember. Had a couple of hits in 1968 with Hold Me Tight and 1972 with I Can See Clearly Now. Unfortunately, his label went broke and the Cowsills had to seek further help. So in 1967, they joined MGM Records. By this stage, the ages of the group ranged from 8 to 19. That's not counting mum. The dad, Bud, didn't appear in the group, but him and the wife managed the group on the side. And I guess occasionally Bud may well have appeared in one of those reunion shows as well, but generally speaking, he wasn't there. Now, they joined MGM Records, and with Bill on vocals, they recorded the unusually titled song The Rain, The Park and The Other Things. And that sold 1 million copies and became gold, and they were off and running. It ended up just on number two on the Billboard because they couldn't get past the Monkees, who were absolutely on fire around that time, and Daydream Believer stopped them from becoming the number one on the charts for that particular year. The following year, 1968, they had a hit with the song We Can Fly. And in 1968, the same year, they started to move in a little bit of bubblegum, catchy type of music with a not a bad little song called Indian Lake, which only made number 10 in the US charts, but it was still quite a bouncy, quite likeable type of song.
Is that We Can Fly one the one that has Up, Up and Away in it?
Yes.
So that was used, I think, by an airline commercial.
TAA, wasn't it?
That sounds right. That sounds right. I remember TAA.
They had some very good songs, actually. Now, in 1969, they received a copy of the Hair soundtrack from a guy called Carl Reiner. Now, Carl Reiner was an absolute legend back in his day. He was a writer, a director, an actor, and he was particularly known for his appearances in writing and directing The Dick Van Dyke Show from 1961 to 1965. And I'm doing the maths there before, and I'm thinking that's 60 years ago, and I grew up with that show. It was a terrific show with Dick Van Dyke and Mary Tyler Moore and Rosemary and Maury Amsterdam. It was just one of those terrific shows of the time. So they had another million sales with the Hair, and unfortunately that also was number two, but it didn't show me which song knocked them off, so I can't tell you that one. Over the years, they became hugely popular, like 20 years, 1968, 1972, they seemed to average around about 200 performances per year. Interesting to note that they only lasted 4 years, which seems to be fairly regular for a lot of bands and groups and single singers. So, you know, the Beatles, for instance, only really recorded songs for about 5 years, which would surprise a lot of people because they seem to have been around forever. They had many concert reunions, of course, the Cowsills in the years that followed the Halcyon years. So what happened to them all? Bill eventually ended up in Canada as a country music singer and solo. Bob is still alive. Bill, unfortunately, has passed away. Bill, Barry, J- John, the mum and the dad have all passed away, unfortunately. Bill ended up going to Canada and being a country music singer as a solo artist. Bob's still alive and he's training hospital emergency departments for software packages, so he's got an interesting little career going. Barry ended up joining minor bands with, you know, minimal local success, just sort of the bands that they enjoyed being in. John was interesting. He had a regular part as one of the singers for the Beach Boys and sang lead on some of the songs on the albums and live performances. Susan, she sort of, the same, a bit like Barry, had joined minor bands and just had a bit of fun. And she once said she was never sure which of the two girls in the Partridge Family she was supposed to be. It was always a mystery to her. Paul, he became a sound engineer for Helen Reddy for a number of years and eventually became a landscaper for movies and TV shows, which is an interesting career change from sound engineer. So, yeah, look, they had a very interesting career over the years. The Castles, Terry, I've given you the choice of song today, and as you know, I'm a betting man, and those who listen to Stats and I on Saturday morning at 10 o'clock having a chat about the horses know I'm a betting man, and I would have bet $1 million that you'd pick this song for sure.
What's that song, Roman?
The Rain, the Park and the Other Things.
Amazing what you can predict when you have inside info.
I had a pretty good idea when I gave you the choice. So we'll catch up with you next Monday, okay?
Thank you, Roman.
Have a great day, everybody.
It's the Cowsills, the Rain, the Park and Other Things.
I saw her sitting in the rain.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.